the daughter of an elderly woman who died after taking part in a suicide pact with her husband, says her mother showed no signs of being suicidal and questions why he did not seek help for her. 86-year-old Michael Spenceley has been convicted and discharged of being party of a suicide pact after surviving the attempt in April last year, which killed his wife, Elaine. He was facing up to 5 years in prison for his crime, but walked free after his sentencing in Napier District Court. Anusha Bradley was there and filed this report.
On April 1st, 2018, the couple were living in Palmerston North. Elaine Spenceley had been in hospital a month earlier and was recuperating at home when she and her husband decided to take their own lives. Summing up the case, Judge Jeff Ray said they prepared several letters detailing their intentions and affairs for the police, the coroner and their children. They also left a letter for their neighbour, who discovered it the next morning and alerted the police.
At about 7:30 the following morning, the police were called after the neighbour had located the letter that had been left for him. Police entered the address, found Mrs. Spenceley in the master bedroom. She was deceased at that point. The defendant was also in the master bedroom, lying in bed next to her.
Spenceley was still alive and was taken to hospital. A few months later, he moved to Napier, where more than a year after Elaine's death, he was charged with being party to a suicide pact. The former lawyer immediately pleaded guilty to the charge. Spenceley's lawyer, Cam Robertson, said the couple were very much in love and it was Elaine's illness that caused them to end her life. But the Crown lawyer, Cameron Stewart, said while she had health problems, Elaine was not terminally ill and the case had no relevance to the euthanasia debate. Judge Ray agreed.
This is not about mercy killing. This is not about an assisted suicide. The facts that have been accepted by the prosecuting authorities, and Mr. Spenceley has accepted them by his plea, is there was an act of deliberation between he and his wife that they would both take their own lives.
Elaine Spenceley's daughter, Susan Smith, told the court her mother showed no signs of being suicidal. In her victim impact statement, which RNZ was not allowed to record, Ms. Smith said while her mother was ill, she was getting stronger every day. She said her death was not just a simple bungled suicide, but one that was planned over a long time. And she questioned why Michael Spenceley did not seek help for her mother when he became aware she was suicidal. Judge Ray acknowledged the family's anguish, but said a discharge was the appropriate outcome.
These cases are never easy for anybody that's involved in them, and that includes a sentencing judge. In the end, a much-loved mother, grandmother and great-grandmother has died in circumstances where the law recognises that a crime has been committed.
The law states that if two or more people enter into a suicide pact and one of them does not die, the survivor can be prosecuted. After the sentencing, Cam Robertson said the irony was that if his client had died, the law would not have been broken. He said the police investigation was thorough, no evidence of foul play detected, and there was nothing sinister in the case. In a statement, the police said it was a challenging case for the investigation team. The Ministry of Justice says there's been fewer than 10 charges relating to suicide pacts in the last 10 years, but it could not immediately say what the outcome of those charges have been. In Napier for Checkpoint, Anusha Bradley.